and turn to the first hymn. The choir will sing the first stanza. Then we'll ask you to start the hymn again from the beginning. We'll sing the entire hymn, Jerusalem, My Happy Home.
Will you join me, please, in our call to worship? Let us worship God.
Let us praise God now and forever.
Serve the Lord with gladness.
Come into God's presence with singing.
Enter these gates with thanksgiving.
And into God's courts with praise.
Let us continue our worship and praise by confessing our sins and thus readying ourselves for worship. First, let us make our personal confessions in silence. Let us pray together now our prayer of corporate confession. Merciful God, we humble ourselves in your presence, confessing our unworthiness in your sight. We have broken your holy law. We have not sought first your kingdom and righteousness. We have been troubled and anxious about many things, while neglecting the things which truly belong to our peace. We have not loved our neighbors as ourselves. Most gracious God, you who have given your Son, Jesus Christ, to save your people from their folly and rebellion, forgive us, we pray. Cleanse us from all unrighteousness, and renew a right and trusting spirit within us. Through the grace of Jesus Christ our Lord, we pray. Amen. Hear these words of assurance. We are all forgiven in Christ Jesus. Through God's gracious love and mercy, we are forgiven, restored, and enabled to live and love again. Praise be to God. Amen. I just realized, like a good preacher, I left my Bible on the seat. Our scripture lessons are taken from Revelation, Matthew, Colossians, and Hebrews. First, Revelation 21, verses 1 through 6a. Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and the sea was no more. And I saw the holy city, New Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God, prepared as a bride adorned for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, Behold, the dwelling of God is with men. He will dwell with them, and they shall be his people, and God himself will be with them. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes, and death shall be no more. Neither shall there be mourning, nor crying, nor pain any more, for the former things have passed away. And he who sat upon the throne said, Behold, I make all things new. Also he said, Write this, for these words are trustworthy and true. And he said to me, It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. Matthew 17, verses 1 through 8. And after 6 days, Jesus took with him Peter and James and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain apart. And he was transfigured before them, and his face shone like the sun, and his garments became white as light. And behold, there appeared to them Moses and Elijah, talking with them. And Peter said to Jesus, "Lord, it is well that we are here. If you wish, I will make 3 booths here, one for you and one for Moses and one for Elijah." He was still speaking when, lo, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and a voice from the cloud said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell on their faces and were filled with awe. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and have no fear." And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no one but Jesus only. Colossians 1:9-14. And so, from the day we heard of it, we have not ceased to pray for you, asking that you may be filled with the knowledge of his will and all spiritual wisdom and understanding, to lead a life worthy of the Lord, fully pleasing to him, bearing fruit in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God. May you be strengthened with all power, according to his glorious might, for all endurance and patience with joy, giving thanks to the Father who has qualified us to share in the inheritance of the saints in light. He has delivered us from the dominion of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of his beloved Son, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. And Hebrews 12, verses 1 and 2. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Join me now, please, in our affirmation of faith. We affirm that we have gathered as a Christian congregation, worshiping God with joyful hearts. Our living tradition takes us from this moment back into history. Back to Wesley, Calvin, Luther, and before them, Teresa, Augustine, and Saul, who became Paul. Back to Moses, who led people out of bondage, and Sarah, who believed God was utterly trustworthy. Together with them, let us celebrate our living tradition. Our community celebrations and concerns today include the birth of a son, Paul Wade Mercado. I hope I'm pronouncing the last name correctly. Paul was born on October the 20th, and was adopted by JT and Kathy on October the 22nd. We celebrate with JT and Kathy Paul Wade's birth and adoption. We are happy, too, to know that Chuck Haley's son, Seth, has had surgery on the 29th and is doing very well. We celebrate with Chuck and Cheryl. We continue to be concerned for Catherine Persky, who had surgery yesterday. She will have a few days stay in the hospital. Catherine is a much loved member of the seminary community, and we continue to pray for her healing and well-being. We are concerned for Tim Fox. Tim has experienced two seizures. The doctors have advised him not to return to school until tests have been done. Let us pray, thanking God for these celebrations and asking for God's comfort and healing for those for whom we are concerned. Dear Father and loving Mother, with hearts overflowing with thanksgiving for what you have done for us in Jesus Christ, we offer our praise to you. We celebrate joyously the birth of Paul Wade and his adoption. And we are grateful that Seth is getting along well. We intercede with concern for Catherine Persky and for Tim Fox. We pray for your comfort and strength for them. Receive, we pray, our celebrations and our petitions. In Jesus' name, amen. My father, my four grandparents, my childhood friend Wanda Johnson, my Aunt Eula, Uncle Joe, my cousin Mary Green Norris, a former professor at Meredith, Dr. Mary Lynch Johnson, Ellis Holland, for whom I graded when I was a student here in the 70s, John Steely, Jim Tull, John Carlton, Ben Philbeck. These departed Christians are among my balcony people. Last year, on All Saints Day, Mel Williams, pastor of Watt Street Baptist Church, and my pastor now, spoke about the wonderful fact that all of us Christians have balcony people up there cheering us on as we continue the life of the community of faith. Whatever our trials and troubles are now, there are those gone before us who have met their own trials and hardships and are now living in the land that is fairer than day. It sustains us to know that faithful ones have preceded us down the centuries, and that the sacred trust passed down to us has a long and precious history. Furthermore, we do not have to preach and teach and heal alone. All those whose earthly labors have now ended in some mysterious and largely unfathomable but true way are a communio sanctorum, a communion of saints with us, crossing the permeable line between the hereafter and the now. This past summer, My students in the theology and film art and literature class and I watched the movie Field of Dreams. One of the intriguing things about this film is its suggestion that the line between this world and the next is not a solid, impermeable barrier, but that communication and movement between the two occur. Certainly, the Transfiguration passage in Matthew offers the same suggestion. And Hebrews 12 names the great cloud of witnesses surrounding us, who thereby energize and embolden us for perseverance in the race on the model of Jesus, our pioneer. What then does this say for us poor, fading stragglers? I consider myself one. It says, you are not alone. There are those pulling for you. It says, stand up, take heart. God is for you, Emmanuel. Gird yourself with that limitless grace and love. Reach out, take the hands of all those saints who have gone before you. They struggled too. They wept and stumbled and failed. But they too were enabled to stand again and to succeed again, remembering their balcony people and hearing the sound of their cheers echoing from the portals of glory. Reach out, take the hands of all the saints, living and dead. They are running with you. They will sustain you. They will nourish and encourage you. You are not alone. In Claude Michael Schoenberg and Herbert Kretzmer's musical interpretation of Victor Hugo's Les Misérables, Jean Valjean approaches his death in prayer. He prays, forgive me all my trespasses and take me to your glory. As he prays, Jean Valjean is joined by departed saints whose lives had touched his own and whose love had transcended the barriers of this world and its limitations. They extend their company to him. He does not have to enter death alone. Few scenes in contemporary theater are more powerful, touching us, the audience, on the deepest levels of our need and hope. Therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with perseverance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray together our prayer of commemoration and commitment. Eternal God, help us this day to remember the unseen cloud of witnesses who compass us about, those who in every age and generation witness to their faith in life and in death, those who by their courage and their sacrifice won for us the freedom and the liberty to enjoy, those who have served and those who continue to serve others at the cost of pain, of persecution, and of death, those living martyrs who now suffer at the hands of oppressors and dictators, and yet remain faithful to Christ in obedience and in witness, those whom we love and who have gone to be with you, and whose lives live on in our hearts. Help us to walk worthily of those in whose unseen presence our lives are lived. Help us, like them, to commit our lives to Christ in such a way that we may know their courage in danger, their steadfastness in trial, their perseverance in difficulty, their loyalty when loyalty is costly, their love which nothing can change, their joy which nothing can take away. So grant to us in this life never to forget those who have gone before, so that in the life to come we may share their blessedness. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Go now in peace. Go knowing that you do not go forth alone, but that all the saints of the ages, living and dead, go with you. Go, knowing that your balcony people are cheering for you from the portals of glory. Go to love and serve God and all your neighbors to the glory of God. Amen.